It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I am Shaylee Peters. This week we get to visit with Executive Director Royce Shaneman. And Royce, a lot going on, and we'll get to the couple of things that are coming up. But first, we're going to look back on this week. The Governor's Ag Conference took place.
Yes, the Governor had the Ag Conference, which was pretty well attended, and they had some really nice topics for people to discuss and interact about. And we had two Nebraska Wheat Board members there and a member from the Nebraska Wheat Growers Association.
And there was so much covered at the conference, of course, all aspects of Nebraska agriculture discussed there. But maybe what were some of the highlights that you took away for wheat growers? I know trade was a big topic.
Yes. You know, the discussion on trade is very important to Nebraska wheat farmers, as 50% of our crop is exported. So, of course, discussion surrounding all the different trade agreements and encouraging the governor to step in and show his leadership with administration on a national level on the importance of trade and negotiating trade deals and getting, you know, free trade as well as fair trade for Nebraska producers is certainly one of the highlights for us. You know, I think we really enjoyed the discussion about entrepreneurs and identifying young people that have that entrepreneurial spirit and kind of fostering them along and seeing, you know, new businesses, new ag businesses grow out of that. That really generated a lot of discussion within the group as well. So we had a lot of good things to think about and a really nice conference.
Okay, now moving forward, coming up next week, a couple of things going on. We'll talk about your Wheat Board meeting first.
Yes, the Nebraska Wheat Board has a meeting next week on the 13th and 14th here in Lincoln. And probably the highlight of that meeting, besides, you know, reports on all the different committees and organizations that we have board seats on, and you know, just coming through meeting season, everybody's will have a nice report about all the events and activities that have gone on and things planned into the future. But it's our first reading of funding proposals for the next fiscal year. So the board will sit down and go over all the proposals that came in for funding, and that's everything from promotion and marketing to research and education. So we'll have a full day of discussing where we want to invest the checkoff dollars into the next fiscal year.
And then also something that many people that live around the Lincoln area look forward to every year, you've got your bacon take happening next week.
That's right. On the morning of March 13th, we'll be partnering with the Wheat Growers Association and doing some cinnamon roll deliveries around Lincoln for National Bacon Take Day, which basically is that we bake a product, share it with a friend, a colleague, a neighbor. And Bacon Take has been around for about 50 years, and we use it as a nice launching pad into Ag Week. And we share cinnamon rolls with our state legislators, other ag organizations around town. We make sure our researchers at the university, they're busy right now in the greenhouses breeding wheat plants and doing some variety crosses out there. So it's always nice to swing out there and give them a little break and remind them what their efforts are really contributing to.
All right. Thank you so much, Executive Director Royce Shaneman, with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters.